Good morning and welcome to City Beat. Today we are brought to you by the City of Maysville, and it's always a pleasure to have in the studio Heather Wheeler, Programming Coordinator with the Mason County Public Library. And Heather, you're kicking off another busy month in February.
We are. You know, we kind of go a little low on January so we can really get everything ramped up for the new year. So it's definitely a full month, and the ones to follow are going to be even fuller.
Let's start off the show by saying y'all have a little construction project in your backyard, so to speak.
We do. We are actually building a picnic shelter back there. The foundation is down. It will be covered. It's actually going to be really beautiful. That we're going to use that for programming, but also going to be for the public. If you want to pop in and have your lunch there, if you want to have a little get-together down there, it's going to be available for you.
A lot of people are curious about this, and I've had some questions too. So, yes. But having something like this that expands your programs you can have and getting outdoors, it's going to be all the benefit for you all.
Yes. Oh my gosh. We are so excited. Amanda and Rachel and I have been like, okay, we can have this out there. We can have that. Because some of the things we wanted to do, we have to have, I know I want to have Irish dancers. Well, we have to have a really good floor to bring in Irish dancers. And just didn't want to do that to our new floors. And, you know, we were like, well, we could go to these stages. And they were like, we don't know if we want to do that to our floors either. So I'm like, I totally get it. So I'm really excited. So it's really going to open up and expand the things we can have. And it's just another place. It's just another location.
And when do you think the construction will be done for that?
Oh, gosh, I wish I knew. It would have been done sooner had we not had that nice little cold spell and snow and no rain.
Right, yeah.
So we're hoping, I'm going to say March. I may have just jinxed us to all goodness because I said March. But I would love to have it under roof by March.
Speaking of some events, you kick off today with story time at 10:30 and yoga at 4.
Yes, and as always, our yoga is beginner friendly. You can use a chair if you need to, and that is free. And if you don't have a mat and you just want to come down and try, we have mats too. Like, we have all the things you need to come down. You just need to come down and join. We're doing a new program on Friday the 2nd for our teens. We're doing Build a Groundhog for Groundhog Day. They're going to get to come in and make a stuffed groundhog, and it is the cutest thing ever. It's just so cute. For our adults on the 6th and 7th, we're having a Valentine's Day craft, and you have two options there. So if you want to do the 6th to the 4:30 time works better, but if you need to do something during the day while the kids are in school, we have the 7th at 11 a.m. So that way both days are covered and you have a couple of different options. And then we also have, if I'm sure our listeners remember, our extremely popular Build-A-Bear for our, where we did a turkey for our kids. On the 14th, we're going to build an owl because we owl love you. And, you know, we had to. It was just too easy. We could not do it. So we're going to have that open for our kids. And, another fun thing that's kicking off in February is we have partnered with the Extension Office again this year and Master Gardeners even more than we did last year. So we're actually kicking off our first class with them on February 20th at 4 p.m. And that's going to be Houseplants 101. So if you have houseplants and want to learn more, if you're thinking about getting houseplants, or if you're just interested in general on what those types of programs are like that we host, come on down. Again, it's free. You don't have to sign up for it or anything. And you can just come down and have fun and learn a little something.
Talk about planning something like that with the Extension Office. And how far in advance do you have to plan for something like this, for an event or a program?
Yes. Rachel, our Youth Services Librarian, Rachel Bowman, and I met with Macy, her assistant, Trevor, down at the Extension Office. We did that a month or two ago and got everything laid out for the whole year. And then Macy and I have been playing email and phone, and we've had one other meeting, just her and I, just for the Master Gardener stuff. And I have Master Gardeners booked from February through December.
Wow.
Just a wee bit in advance.
It's not difficult to get a program set up because your team, they do all the work and all the planning.
Yes, exactly. We're great. We love trying anything new. Our director, Miss Alexa, is so supportive of our ideas and these little adventures we like to go on to. And we're all about just bringing more to the community. More. It's never enough. There's too much opportunity. There's too many things to expose people to. I've been working with Millicent on a couple of things out at the college, and I can't talk about them yet, but just be on the lookout. They're going to be fabulous. And she said something to me that really, really hit home for programming. She said that when she was little, she got to go on a trip to see a play, and it opened her eyes up to a whole nother world. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's what we try and do, because you never know what is going to spark a child's or an adult's imagination. You never know what's going to open up a creative outlet. You never know what's going to give them peace, what's going to excite them. So the more we can offer, the more we can do for the public, I think the better it is.
And speaking of sparking creativity and through stories, story time every Thursday, just talk about your lineup for February for story time.
Oh my gosh, Miss Rachel has the cutest lineup for Thursday. So we are kicking off Thursday the 1st with Loud. She already forewarned us. She's like, just know we're going to be loud and all over the library. The 8th, she's going to do Quiet, because with Loud, you have to have Quiet. The 15th is Owls, because of course, the day before, we're doing our little stuffing of our I Love You. Then the 22nd, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for the 22nd. That is a PJ party with a plushie sleepover. So all of our little kids are going to come in their PJs. They're going to get a bedtime story, have their little snack, play, and they're going to leave their plushie. And here's the fun part. The plushies are going to go on adventures in the library all night long with photographic proof. And then they'll come the next day and pick up their plushie and see the adventures they went on. So, yes, I'm just absolutely obsessed with that one. I cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun. And then she's going to close out the month with Welcome, because we welcome everyone. We're kind to everyone. We welcome everyone, because you know, you got to make friends.
The 17th, you all have done this program a couple times, but listening at the library on Saturday the 17th.
Yes, that is a program that is done by our director, Alexa. She came up with it. She created it. She runs it. And it is really, really cool. It's like kind of like journaling. You create a two-page spread, and we get to use all the fun stuff. Ephemera, fun colored papers, printed paper, stamps. Like, oh, it's just so much fun. And then you make however you want. You can make a memory on that theme, like the one we're going to do the winter. So you can make some winter memories. We did a thankful one in November, I believe. And some people wrote down their meal and who attended. One person like wrote down childhood memories, just something you don't want to forget.
And of course, you want the children and kids to learn while you're down there. So yes, what better time to learn than Young Writers Group?
Yes. And that, I think, is so cute, or so just really nice. They have such a creative outlet in it. They're learning techniques and learning about different writing styles without even really knowing that. I think that is the key when working with teenagers. If you can get them to learn without them really knowing they're learning, it's like the icing on the cake. And Amanda, our teen services librarian, does such an amazing job with that.
On the 28th, you have Open Studio Craft Day from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Yes, that's going to be in our kids programming room. And that is basically, we hoard. We keep all the things. We save all the little pieces of pipe cleaner and all the little pieces of buttons and paper and bits and just all the things. So every once in a while, we have to have a day where we just open it up and we're like, here is all the stuff we have kept that we are, may or may never use again, but cannot part with. So she's opened that up on her end. I did one last year, so she's doing one this year. And all that extra stuff's going to be out, and you can come in and make. Sometimes she has full crafts left, pieces and parts, bits of this, bits of that, and you can just have fun creating that whole time. It'll be up and running that entire time, so you just come and go as you please.
And on that day as well, the 28th, Teen Art Studio at 4 p.m.
Yes, our teens love this one as well. This is a lot of fun. They can express any kind of art. They've had specific technique art. They've also had free, where they just do whatever they want. It's just, and they get to try different crafts, like different styles of crafting. That's more on their level, more art versus glue and paper.
And you also bring a little engineering into the mix as well in 26 with Constructed.
Yes, and it is amazing. These kids put together miniature doll furniture in January, and they painted them and everything. And I'm like, can't put together IKEA furniture without struggling. You know, and they're just out there like painting and punching and putting, and I'm like, they just simply amaze me every time.
I have to pull up the YouTube videos.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like, what is the shortcut to this? A&A is not going together.
Right. And of course, you all are coming off a busy December. Kind of took a little break in January, kind of caught your breath, but a busy February.
Yes. So much happening in February. It's only honestly going to get busier. Some of the things that we have planned for this upcoming year are absolutely amazing. I'm so excited about them. Everyone is just thrilled. It's really going to be something spectacular this year. We're adding a bunch of new things. One of the things that we are going to start sending out, and you all are going to start noticing, is in March, we are hoping to have our brand new website launched. And for anyone who has ever tried to use our old website, you know. It was not user-friendly. It was not phone-friendly. This website is spectacular. It will read beautifully on your tablet. It will read beautifully on your laptop, your desktop, your phone. It's so user-friendly. We have the calendar, which some of you are already aware of our new calendar, and that's how we're registering for our events now, the ones that require registration, but you can still call. It's fine. And we're getting all new colors, and we're even got a new logo. We completely redesigned. It fits the current library much more. The colors fit us much more. And it really is. I'm so excited for the launch. I feel like we've been working on it forever. But we had a great team, and Alexa has spearheaded this, and it's just been wonderful. I can't wait for it to actually launch and everybody to get to see it, because it's going to be wonderful.
And going back to the renovations, around 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, up until now, to see, you know, a new website and the growth in these programs and these events, for you, I'm sure it has to feel great.
Oh my gosh, it is wonderful. And we talk about that at our programming meeting, because, you know, Amanda and Rachel and myself and Alexa meet at least twice a month to go over things. And it's just amazing how much it has just exploded. We're greedy. We want more. We want everybody there. Michelle, who's now our assistant director, Michelle Shields, she still does all of our meeting room and everything, and she is getting that taken care of, and it's getting booked, and people are realizing, oh my gosh, that is an amazing space, because it really is. It's got everything. We try to be very accommodating, so we're loving that. So if you have any meetings or you need a space, because it comes with the meeting room, we have a kitchenette that comes with it, restrooms, it's got its own entrance and exit. So, I mean, it's absolutely great.
How do people get a hold of you, Heather?
To get a hold of me, you can call me at 606-564-3286. You can email me at hwheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R, at masonlibrary.org. If you need to book a room or anything, you can contact Shelley Shields. She's going to be the same phone number, 606-564-3286, and sshields at masonlibrary.org.
Well, there is anything we missed you want to touch on before we close out here for February?
Just come on out. Come in, get a calendar. Give us a call if you're interested in anything. Make sure you get registered for those classes. If you need help doing that, give us a call. Any of our circulation staff will be able to help you. If they can't, they can send you to who can. We have an absolute excellent staff. Couldn't be better.
And of course, we want to hit on, before we close out here, all these classes are free.
Yes.
So don't worry about costs.
Exactly. You just need to come and enjoy it. Come and learn. Come and make something, have fun, and it is free. I cannot stress that enough. It still amazes me that people are shocked that everything we do is free. But if our name is on it and we are hosting it, you're not paying for it.
Again, Heather Wheeler, Programming Coordinator at the Mason County Public Library. And Heather, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you. It's always great being here.
Today's City Beat is brought to you by the City of Maysville.